That was Anitra's Dance, the music of Greek, with the Allegri String Quartet and my special guest, James Campbell, on the clarinet. Well, his career has spanned continents, collaborations with some of the world's top musicians, and he has led this Perry Sound Festival now into its 46th season. Welcome, James. Welcome back to the Jukebox.
Thank you. Nice to talk with you, Daniel.
Great to always have you on air. 46 years. Wow. That's a lot of music. And I'm just looking at your upcoming program here. It is how on earth did you get this packed into a letter-sized sheet on two sides? I need to bring a microscope literally to read all of this. This is incredible what you're doing this year. So much music, so many different styles. And I was hoping you could just walk through a few not-to-miss concerts with everything you have going on.
Well, we have about 42 events, actually, in the 2.5 weeks. So we're going full blast. But as the thing forms, one thing that's kind of interesting, it happened as we planned it, is the second week of the festival turns out to be a big piano festival. Because we have in fact, three generations of, shall we say, Canadian greats, beginning with Yanina Fialkowska. I guess she's now considered the grand dame. And then mid-career, which is Charles Richard Hamelin, is coming. He'd be a mid-career star. And then we have Kevin Chen, who is a fast-rising star, 20-year-old. He's won several international competitions. And then young people, two pianists that certainly we can discover, although they're certainly known. But one is Carter Johnson, who recently won first prize in the Dublin competition and was just in the finals of the Clyburn just last weekend. And, of course, Megan Milatz is a pianist from Montreal who has an incredibly busy time. So if anyone who likes piano, it's kind of a mini piano festival going on that week.
Well, there's something to be said about the piano in the room. It just adds so much light and color to any ambiance to any room. It just springs it to life.
You'd know that, of course.
A little bit. I know something about it.
We've enjoyed playing together.
Well, yeah. And I've been practicing Glick's Circle Dance. You don't have your clarinet handy. Why don't we give it a run here?
Let's do it.
Well, I'm always impressed by the number of Canadian artists you have each year. And it's so great because I remember we had this conversation last year also with Yanina Fialkowska coming in, a kind of mini piano fest. And now it's evolved into three generations and so much talent.
Yanina will be giving a couple master classes during that time too.
Terrific.
To a couple of the younger, to Megan and Carter, so it should be kind of interesting.
Great to witness. Well, I remember working with her, with Yanina, when I was in my teens, and she had so many jewels to share, and she does it in such an efficient way, you know, with just a couple of words, she can entirely change, you know, the approach a pianist takes to a work. It's stunning. She's a master of master classes.
That's wisdom.
It is. Tell me a little bit about some of the big performances you have. Well, big names, of course, Vivaldi, Four Seasons, Rhapsody in Blue by Candlelight, Mighty Beethoven.
You know, in this day and age, in this time particularly, I think we're all kind of looking for escapes from the world.
Oh, yeah.
And music lovers can really find an escape in some music they love. So we're programming lots of music. We have a couple of concerts of things like the Schubert Quintet, Trout Quintet, which people love, the Ghost Trio, the Griffin Trio, the Dvorak Piano Quintet. A lot of this repertoire that people tend to know, and you can just get into a nice, beautiful hall and be alone with your thoughts for that time, except be united with lots of other people in the hall. We've had, last year, someone actually donated us 400 electric candles. And so we thought, well, we better use those. So and the Stocky Center looks fabulous with these candles all around. So we thought, well, let's have some concerts with candlelight. So we've got about four or five of them, concerts with candlelight, including the Vivaldi. And one special one will actually be Yanina playing a recital, but this time in candlelight.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Great way to bring some new audiences also into a concert hall. Just unique setting. That's going to be terrific. I see some new concepts here as well that I haven't seen before. Mr. Box, Baroque Cafe, Welcome Back to the Circle.
Yes, the Welcome Back to the Circle is, we're very close, of course, to Wasoxing Reserve there, and we're establishing a very close connection with them. And so Jody Contin is a wonderful indigenous singer, and has been involved with the festival for a while. And so we're creating a program of mixed that will include indigenous drummers, but also the Tiberius String Quartet from Transylvania. So they'll be playing some of their music. We'll be having some indigenous music. And this mix seems to be interesting, an interesting concept. So it will be done in a circle in the St. James Church, like a traditional indigenous circle, people around. And, of course, Jody will talk and explain things. But it just seemed to me an interesting combination to put those two together.
Well, I want to ask you, you know, being an artistic director myself, what does a typical day look like for you during the festival? You're also playing, you're, you know, curating, you're making sure everybody gets to the right place at the right time. Can you kind of walk us through a typical day? Your series runs from, you're starting July 25th until August 9th this year. That's a lot of music.
So basically, your feet don't touch the ground. You wake up in the morning and you're charged with energy because there's all these wonderful things. I love to go to all the concerts, even though I'm certainly the ones I don't play in. What I love to do is sit in the hall and become part of the audience. And I find that both relaxing and refreshing and invigorating and inspiring. I think I love to do that more than anything. But certainly you have to keep a clear mind.
Yeah. Great to see the reward of all your labor that comes in. I mean, we're talking months and months, if not years, of planning with some of these events. And then just to sit there for that moment and watch it come to life, that is an unforgettable experience.
I think anyone who's prepared, let's say, a Thanksgiving dinner, you know, all the preparation that goes into it. And I'm thinking, like, let's say my mom, when she used to do that, and then she could just sit there and watch everybody enjoying the dinner.
Exactly.
Comparable to that, I think.
And at the same time, you understand, you know, the people in the hot seat from your role as a clarinetist that obviously influences your work as an artistic director.
It does. I mean, I like to listen to music I like everybody else. And, you know, that wonderful feeling, which you know very well, that when you're performing and you're feeling that people are actually listening to you carefully and that they're really interested in what you're doing, it's really inspiring. And it's also inspiring to sit there and to feel that happening, be part of the audience when that connection happens. And that's really the reward of the whole thing. And what's wonderful is that you don't have to be a musician to feel that. You just have to go to a hall, sit down, look at people on stage, and just listen. You don't have to make any judgments. Nobody asks you anything. You have your own thoughts. It's just a wonderful time to get to know yourself, really.
Well, that leads me to my next question, because I see so many interesting crossover jazz artists in your series as well. Heather Bambrick, David Braid, crossover ensembles like Countermeasure. They're absolutely a delight to hear as well. So how do you see the role of summer music festivals evolving in Canada with the work that we do?
I think that summer festivals need, every festival has to have its own personality.
Yeah, well put.
And in that personality, if that personality can include different forms, that's fine. But then to survive, and we've done 46 years, you have to stick to what you are. But as the center, you have to stick to that. And ours is really classical music, chamber music. But jazz is chamber music, too. I mean, it's the playing jazz, you're really playing chamber music. And so you can stretch out as long as you keep a strong focus and a personality.
Exactly. Unique flavor, and yours has been time-tested, 46 years in the making. I'm speaking with James Campbell, the artistic director of Festival of the Sound. Find out more information at festivalofthesound.ca, festivalofthesound.ca, July 25th to August 9th this year. Great, power-packed several weeks of music in that jewel of our province. Thank you, James. All the best on your season. Your crew working tirelessly behind the scenes for sure as we speak right now. We'll connect again soon. I wish you a wonderful season ahead.
Thanks so much, Daniel. Nice to talk with you.
Always a pleasure. All right. And here we have an interesting work, Django Reinhardt. It's Nuage. And of course, we have James Campbell on the clarinet with this one.